Good morning. Welcome to Bible Points, this production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Today we're talking about the right way in religion. Is there a right way? Well, God thought so when he was talking to Adam and Eve back in the garden. He thought so when he was dealing with Noah and with Lot and with homosexuality. God thought so when he gave the Ten Commandments and all the commandments to the Jews during their wilderness trek. God thought so as he was dealing with the Jews once again through all the prophets. God thought so when Jesus came into this world. God thought that there was a right way in religion by following Jesus, by doing the things that Jesus says. After all, he has all authority in heaven and on earth, and therefore we must follow him. Why do we say, Lord, Lord, and do not the things he says? Only those who do the will of the Father in heaven are those that are going to see the kingdom of heaven. So there's a lot to think about, a lot to talk about today. You know, the world is full of religions all over the place. You've got the Eastern religions, you've got the Mid-Eastern religions, you've got the bazillion religions here in the United States, and some that are in Europe. Sometimes political systems are considered religious sorts of things. But that's just not the case, and that's not at all what we're talking about. You know, God said in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, stand by the roads and look, ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it and find rest for your souls. Well, I see several things there. I see that we all come to a crossroad, so to speak. We have to stand in that crossroad and we have to look. And as we're looking around, we have to inquire about the ancient paths. What are the ancient paths? The ancient paths are those paths that God has already laid out for us to get us home, to bring us home to him, to go to heaven. You know, those ancient paths, that's where the good way is. We need to live in it, walk in it. And when we do that, we find rest for our souls. You know, the ancient paths are not the new morality. However, there is the old immorality. The ancient paths are not the way of the LGBTQ community, but there is the old sin of homosexuality. Nor are the ancient paths the so-called New Age movement, but there are old Eastern religions, witchcraft, sorceries, and idolatry rewrapped to appeal to a younger audience. Proverbs 14:12 says this, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. So again, what are the ancient paths? They are the way of God, which brings life to all men. They are the light whereby man finds the safe path of moral living. The ancient paths are God's love, mercy, kindness, and forgiveness for broken and contrite hearts. The ancient paths are God's law in man's hearts. Here's this from Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. Oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments, that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever. Once again, folks, we thank you so very much for listening to our podcast today. It's a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. And, of course, you are always welcome to attend our services, 1915 Matthew Street in Bay City, Texas. Our services begin on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible class, 10:30 a.m. for worship, and once again at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for Bible class. Have a great day. Blessings to you.